Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Garden & Gun magazine recently announced their 9th annual Made in the South Awards, honoring artisans from across the region. Over the past 9 years, 26 of those award recipients have come from South Carolina. David D. Benedetto is the editor-in-chief at Garden & Gun, and he joins us now by phone from the magazine's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. David, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
For our listeners not familiar with this, give us an overview of the awards program.
The Made in the South Awards is a program that we started 9 years ago to recognize and to shine a spotlight on the amazing artisans and craftsmen, designers doing tremendous work in the South. That first year, I think we had about 200 or so entries, and as we are now in our 9th year, we just had just over 800 entries come in, and it's amazing every year to see that not only the number increasing, but the quality of the products. It's an honor to be able to judge some of these things and then actually tell the stories of some, you know, young businesses that are doing amazing work all across the South.
And what are the categories and the money, the prize money involved?
Yeah, so the categories are drink, food, home, style, crafts, and the outdoors. And those categories really represent a lot of the coverage of what we do in Garden & Gun. The overall winner receives a $10,000 cash prize, as well as a big feature in the December-January issue of the magazine.
Any South Carolina winners?
Absolutely. Well, this year, the overall winner, and that means there's a winner in each category, and then those winners go up against each other, and the editors choose the overall winner. And the overall winner this year comes from the drink category. Actually, here in Charleston, the High Wire Distilling Company, you've probably seen their Hat Trick Gin around, watermelon brandy with Bradford watermelons, which are a heritage seed. This year, they just blew us away with their Jimmy Red Bourbon, and this is a bourbon made with Jimmy Red corn, another heritage seed that had almost gone out of existence, and Glenn Roberts and the folks at Clemson kind of rescued it, and the folks at Highwire said, hey, we'd love to try and make a bourbon out of it. They've got 4 farms around the region who are growing it.
Anybody else from our state?
Yeah, Quentin Middleton, who owns Middleton Made Knives. He's a bladesmith. He works in St. Stephen, South Carolina. He's got a small shop, and Sean Brock and the chefs around town and all across the South really love his blades. And so, again, a great maker out of South Carolina.
Share with us the other category winners from across the region.
Sure. The winner of the food category is White Oak Pastures. They started raising Iberico hams, and they make an Iberico pancetta. In the home category, Skylar Morgan Furniture and Design made a love seat that you don't want to get out of, so that was special. In the style category, Old Mason Jar Sport Coat, a new company out of Charlotte, North Carolina. They're using textile businesses in the South, which was really special to us. And this is kind of a new stylish spin on a sport coat that we liked. And then in the crafts, we had a perfume. Boyd's of Texas is making these perfumes that are really inspired by the South. And then finally, the outdoors category, Holyfield Bamboo Fly Rods. And I'm a fisherman, so this was a favorite of mine.
And I understand that these awards will be presented at an upcoming event.
Yeah, this weekend, November 9th, 10th, and 11th, this is our first ever Made in the South weekend, and all winners and runners-up will be there. We have a great concert, actually, to kick off on Friday with Amanda Shires and Aaron Lee Tajin at the Music Hall here in Charleston. Then we have that all-day Saturday, we've got the makers showing their products. We've got panel talks with a lot of them. A lot of Southern notables will be there as well on these panels. And we're also partnered with Volvo. They're going to have the first car made at their Volvo plant to show off the South Carolina Volvo plant. So, as we say at Garden & Gun, if there's one thing we know how to do, it's throw a party.
David, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
David DiBenedetto is editor-in-chief at Garden & Gun magazine based in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the magazine posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.